Welcome back, everyone, to Ryan Blue Reads to You. I'm your host, Ryan Blue. And let me tell you, I was pretty excited today to go down into my mailbox because what was there? The hard copy of A Russian and an Italian Walk into a Bar by Kelson J. Super excited. I have read the entire book from Kindle, but having that tangible object in your hand, I don't know, just excites me that much more. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you another little snippet from this book that was one of my favorites, and this was to do with the Cuban. And maybe you'll understand why I like this part. Maybe not, but it's hot, and he seems to be really hot. So let's see what happens. As I lay in bed beside him the next morning, I couldn't help but watch him sleep and relish in the beauty he possessed. His body truly was a temple. He was chiseled in all the right places. I had never had sex with a man who took care of his exterior. Quite the opposite, really. I felt lucky, even a little guilty and not deserving. His abs seemed to go on for days, and I enjoyed the feel of them very much. His ass was hard as a rock and a delight to hold on to. The tattoos that covered his skin made his sexiness come to life even more. I remember fondly holding on to his strong, defined biceps when I was sitting on top of him with his rather large cock inside my very welcoming pussy. Feeling the strength of them under my hands made the ride all the more enjoyable. He didn't let me hop on top right away and take control, as I was used to in the bedroom, whispering, "Not yet." I reached from the bed to turn off the side table lamp, but he stopped me, insisting, "Keep it on. I want to see you." He was a man who knew what he wanted, and he wanted me to enjoy all he had to offer. As we peeled our clothing off, layer by layer, the Cuban kissed every inch of my naked body, starting with my mouth and ending with my toes. He had enjoyed the play we exchanged with our eyes in the club earlier that night, my gift for temptation and flirtiness. But once our bodies hit the sheets, this Latin lover took over and was in control. His hands were all over me and his mouth always followed. I knew he had waited all night to really dig in and grab a hold of my ass, his favorite part of my body. His hands grabbed on tight and squeezed my ass as his mouth made its way to my anus. I had never had a man go there with his tongue before, and while he did talk about it in the week leading up to this night, I was still shocked. The sensation wasn't at all what I was expecting. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't what I was used to. His experience in it was definitely noticeable, but I've learned through some of my recent trysts is that for me, the most excited I get is when a man has his tongue sucking my clit. And luckily for me, the Cuban knew how to do just that. As he flipped me over onto my back from my previous kneeling position, his mouth went right for my hot and anticipating cunt. I lay back with my arms stretched behind me, holding onto the headboard as he fucked me with his beautiful full lips and amazing tongue. I was in complete ecstasy as I orgasmed over and over again. Grabbing a hold of his head, I pressed his mouth deeper and cried out in euphoria. I had to beg him, "Please stop. I can't take anymore." As my body shook and my mind was going insane, he didn't listen. He didn't stop. He just kept fucking me with his tongue and allowing my juices to flow into his willing mouth. Now, do I really need to explain why I enjoyed that? Like, seriously, you know it has to be good when the word cunt comes out in a story. You know that's a moment where it's gonna be hot and animalistic and passionate and driven. Honestly, is it just me or does everyone deserve a Cuban at least once in their life? Don't know about you folks, but I do. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little snippet. Again, I'm going to be putting the link to Kelson J's novel, A Russian and an Italian Walk into a Bar, so that you can purchase this masterpiece yourself. Let me tell you, it is hot, and there's so much more that I haven't even read. In fact, I'm really hoping to get Kelsey and Jay back on the podcast so we can have another chit chat and maybe even talk about the Cuban a little bit, because I would really like to know the inspiration behind the Cuban. Well, that's it for Ryan Blue Reads to You. Until next time, I'm your host, Ryan Blue. Sweet dreams.